went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. Our phone number is area code 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. That is the best way to get a hold of me. You can try to call the office. The office number is area code 348-3369. Again, 912-348-3369. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Let's face it, health is our most valuable asset. It is the thing that we need to pay the most attention to if we choose to be happy and live a long time and be able to prosper in our lives. And there's a news flash that I want you, the listener, to understand. And that understanding is you do not have to be sick. You do not have to be sick. Please. You do not have to be sick. And I want to help you understand how to exercise that right to never be sick. And the man that helps me do that is sitting in house with me today. His name is Mark Staben. For those of you who think that he's a doctor, he actually isn't a doctor, although he has a doctor in a lot of different things as far as the School of Hard Knocks and all of that kind of stuff. He's actually an interfaith minister, along with a marketing expert and husband extraordinaire and father extraordinaire. And he sits across the studio from me. He's the one who comes up with the topics, and he's the one who asks me the questions, and he's the one who helps to formulate the answers that you, the listener, need to understand for your health when your health matters. And he puts a lot of time, energy, and effort into doing the things that he does to help us create a positive, healthy, sustainable message for us here on When Your Health Matters. So We're all very grateful for Mark, and I want you to appreciate him a little bit more, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rick. That was a very nice introduction. And you, as you were saying in the introduction, that health is a lot more than just about not being sick, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Health is an absence of sickness in addition to expressing maximum function in all areas of a person's life, physically, mentally, socially, and I actually throw in there spiritually.
Mm-hmm. And functional is an interesting word that you use, because a lot of times when you're dealing with health and you're dealing with somebody who is sick or has a health condition, that they're not functioning very well. And the way they're being treated is not addressing the fact that they're not functioning well. It's about trying to get them out of whether it's pain or some kind of discomfort or to stop a runny nose from dripping. It's really about changing the symptoms. It's not about getting into the underlying functional reasons that their health is being compromised.
Right, and what's interesting is medicine is starting to move, and there's a new branch of medicine called functional medicine practitioner, and mm-hmm. they're recognizing that. But what I've seen so far in the functional medical offices is the fact that they're just simply ordering more tests to understand function, but they're offering the same solutions, which is just prescribing more medication.
So they're starting down the path, but not
getting
very far.
More money up front because mm-hmm. they're ordering all these expensive tests to evaluate function, but the solution is still the same old, where we're probably going to give you the same medication we would have given you before. So even if you don't take the medication, we've already gotten paid on the front end, so it's the back end would just be gravy.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, most of what you hear about health has to do with treating sickness, unless you're talking about your annual physical.
Yes, and the annual checkup is to screen for more treatment of sickness the person was unaware that they had. So by offering a free screening, they understand that they will get probably 70% of the people that they're screening to qualify for treatment, because the systems that we have employed in our current healthcare system creates this by not focusing on health and by allowing people to develop disease before intervening. It's truly a whack system for sure, Mark. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when we talk about health in the traditional sense of what we're used to in our healthcare system, we are talking about just kind of the physical aspect of having health. And when you approach health, you have seven different perspectives that you look at. Can you explain what those are and how that works?
Yes, I can, Mark. We have the physical health of a person because we're physical bodies. We have the chemical health of a person because of the different chemicals that we're exposed to, the different chemicals that come in through eating. The food itself are made up of, quote, different chemicals and how they come together. So that fits under the chemical category. We have the mental and the emotional stress that we deal with in terms of how we internalize our things and how we react to different things from a mental emotional standpoint. We could separate those out to be two individually, but I put them under the one mental mm-hmm. emotional. Then we have allergy or the allergic response that people have. We're exposed to 86,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis, and we have reactions to those chemicals even if we don't understand that that's what's causing them. But we may have the allergic response, and that's certainly one of the pillars that we want to address. The nutritional, what they've done to our food over the last 100 years or so, and how they've modified it, and how they've now genetically modified it, and how all these fruits and vegetables look absolutely pristine in the health food store or in the grocery store, and we think that, oh, that's good for me because look at how beautiful those tomatoes look, and in reality, they've been genetically modified, so that's an issue for us. And if they're refining out all the important ingredients that we need, then we're going to develop nutritional deficiencies. So looking at that and having tools to deal with nutrition is important. Then we have the physiological, which is just making sure that the neurological communication that regulates how things function is working the way that it's supposed to. And last but not least, and probably the most important, is that we are spiritual beings having a human experience through our physical bodies, living in a chemical world and dealing with our emotional imbalances. So spirit is kind of the umbrella that we're a forever lasting spirit occupying a finite physical body, and there can certainly be imbalances that go on between the integration of how all of that works. So those are the seven different pillars. We got the physical, the chemical, the mental, emotional, the allergy, the nutritional, the physiological, and last but not least, the spiritual. So those are the seven pillars.
That's fascinating. So we have the eternal and the temporary. So, is part of what we're about. So the first way that you look at a person is to get a sense of anything that is misaligned in his or her physical structure.
Yes, because as a licensed chiropractor, I look at the physical alignment to help me appreciate where a person has gone out of balance. And we offer specific chiropractic adjustments to address these physical imbalances as part of one of the things that we use to address somebody. Now, sometimes a person comes in and their alignment is not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
So to give them an adjustment, if the physical component isn't related to their current presentation or their current level of symptom, sometimes giving an adjustment can be the wrong thing to do.
Hmm.
And knowing how to differentiate between when it's appropriate versus when it's not appropriate is important when you're managing a person's physical health.
That's so interesting. Now, as a chiropractor, you treat patients using your hands to help get their bodies properly adjusted. And why does that help?
Well, chiropractic means to heal by hand, and chiropractors treat misaligned vertebrae that creates pressure on your spinal nerves that results in a loss of normal functional communication between the brain and the body. So the misaligned vertebrae are known as, in the chiropractic world, as subluxations. So as a trained and licensed chiropractor, I treat the misalignments or the subluxations that result from the stress that affects a person negatively.
You also will treat somebody, let's say you can have other joints that could be an ankle that can be out of place or ribs that could be out of place. It's not just the spine that you're able to adjust.
That is 100% correct. You know, there are straight chiropractors who only look at the health of the spine itself, but mm-hmm. I have found that, you know what, if somebody falls and on an extended hand and jams their wrist, I may need to adjust their neck. I may need to adjust their ankle that they twisted that caused them to fall on their outstretched arm and jam their wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to make sure that the alignment within the bones of the wrist or your carpal bones are properly aligned. Otherwise, you may develop a thing called carpal tunnel.
Hmm. Now, is it when the properly adjusted, the body is able to communicate without interference in disconnected circuits?
That's exactly correct, Mark. That's a very good analogy. We remove the nerve interference between the brain and the body, releasing the ability of the innate intelligence of that body to flow and control the body's normal functioning.
Mm-hmm. So do the sorts of adjustments you make help people with back and neck pain?
Oh, certainly, but not just those two types of condition, and that's the tip of the iceberg when you're dealing with. It's interesting, when I graduated from school, one of the gentlemen that I graduated with, his dad was the president of the American Chiropractic Association. So it'd been about 10 or 12 years since I'd seen him, and I ran into the guy that I graduated. His son was in the seminar, and I said, so John, can you tell me what's going on in the American Chiropractic Association? And he says, well, we're the back hair specialists. I said, we're back hair specialists? He says, yes. I said, well, what about neck? He says, well, we don't have enough evidence to justify that we could be called the neck care specialists. And I looked at him, and I was like, are you serious right now? I said, what we do to a neck in terms of making adjustments is exactly what we do to a low back. Well, we don't have the scientific information that validates that. And I mean, this was, you know, 15, 20 years ago, but at the end of the day, I just shook my head because there are some people who become so myopic and they only want to work on one facet of a human being. And it's like, you know, if I treated your left middle finger, okay, and that was the key to all people's health. No, you're a dynamically functioning organism that has multiple reasons for why it could go into balance or out of balance, and I want to address all of those, and that's how we got into the seven pillars.
And it kind of doesn't appreciate the fact that you have that one singular spine which carries all the messages from the brain and then distributes them out throughout the body.
Correct.
So it'd be very important that you could do back and neck pain. What about shoulder pain?
Yes, we can adjust the shoulders, and if they're affected, to address shoulder pain as well, and
mm-hmm.
we may adjust something within the body that has nothing to do with the shoulders, and that may make the shoulder function perfectly well again. You know, shoulders are typically related to lung health, so mm-hmm. I would want to check what's going on with a person's respiratory system and their lung function as a component to what goes into why they might have a shoulder issue.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, what about when somebody has just muscular pain? Does chiropractor help Does chiropractic help with that?
Oh, absolutely. Muscular pain indicates the muscle is malfunctioning, resulting in pain. And so by restoring normal muscular function, the pain will go away as quickly as it came on. And so specific muscles are associated with specific organs or glands, and you understand that, but I want the listener to understand that. And so when a person has a particular muscle imbalance, I want to look at the associated organ or gland that controls that particular muscle, and see if there's stress going on there. And 99 times out of 100, there is going to be stress going on within the organ or gland itself. So we want to focus on addressing the organ or gland and watching the muscle function improve as a result of that.
So you deal with a lot more than just pain.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, pain is one of the things that I have a specialty technique to help eliminate a person's pain. You know, I've taken 30 years of pain and eliminated it in about 30 to 60 seconds.
Wow.
But pain is a manifestation of an imbalance, and absolutely we want to address the source of that imbalance.
Mm-hmm. So how does getting the body into a structural balance resolve all these other health issues?
Well, if the nerves that control headaches are being pressed on due to a spinal misalignment, then removing the misalignment will allow the headache to go away. And it does so easily and without medication. And that was one of the things that really helped me to focus in on becoming a doctor. Why? Because Mrs. Jones would come in on Monday with a headache, and her headache would be gone before she got off the table.
Hmm.
Good, we solved that headache. Well, she'd be back in the office on Wednesday with another headache. So I do a similar adjustment, sometimes the same, sometimes not the same. And that's started to get me to question, well, why is she coming in with a different headache? And then Friday, I'm looking at the front door waiting for her to come in, and she's not on my schedule for Friday. So I'm thinking, yes, I got it. But then Saturday morning, she's like my first patient. She's got another headache. And so I started asking the question why. I saw her Monday with a headache, Wednesday with a headache, and Saturday with a headache, and three different headaches, three different remedies to those three different headaches. And then Monday, she's back in my office with another headache. And it's like, okay, well, I needed to understand, well, why does she have a headache? I could keep banging her with the hammer that I have, okay, but I realized after the second time that that really wasn't handling the situation. So I needed to look a little bit deeper and answer the question why. All headaches are regulated by your gallbladder. So look at the reason why the gallbladder would be out of balance to address the why for why a person gets a headache, and then now we're really looking at solving a person's problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when you're getting into the alignments and you get the alignments back into place, then you're actually able to better look at other aspects of a person's health.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes clearing out the nerve interference now allows the underlying concern to now come to the surface. It allows the brain and the nerves to function better, hence better control of the body as a whole. And if it's still not happy, it's going to throw up an alarm flag saying, oh, we still have a problem over here. Could you come give us some attention over here? And mm-hmm. So that's, when you clear the nervous system out and the nervous system's communicating and it comes back, all systems go, then you've helped the person. But if there's still, things that need to be addressed, okay, well, then we want to address them. And my personal philosophy is I want to address as much as I possibly can within an office visit. And sometimes a body can accept a lot of care, and sometimes it says, listen, I got to lay the foundation before I can build on it. So let's just do the foundation today, and then we can start to frame things out tomorrow or the day after that, and then we can start putting in the electric, and we can put in the plumbing, and then we can put in the sheetrock, and then we can, set the house up the way that we want to set it up and put the roof on and all these kinds of things. And it's, you build things in stages based upon when the body can actually handle it.
So all those things sort of emerge out of that first structural pillar of health and allows you to look into some of these other pillars. I mean, it basically opens the door for you to look at it. Well, the second pillar of health that you look at is the impact of toxins on a person's health. And I mean, we live in the 21st century, and there's really no way to avoid coming in contact with a lot of those toxins.
And this is very true, Mark. We're exposed to 86,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis, of which less than 20,000 of them are regulated by the FDA. So we are toxic as a society, absolutely. And so that's why that's one of the seven pillars, because we're all toxic. Why? We've been putting crap things into our body, and we've been exposed to these toxins for entirely too long, and we need to do a better job of that. But the body, luckily, our bodies have mechanisms. God designed our body to actually be able to withstand whatever it is that we do to it if you treat the body the right way. So your body has an ability ability to deal with these things. And so my job is to see if there are toxins that are affecting you, to address them, to clear the routes and get the body to drain the way that it's supposed to drain.
It's interesting. You know, many of the substances that have a toxic effect on the body are chemicals being used to preserve the health of society overall. Things like putting chlorine in the water to keep people from getting stomach illnesses, or putting fluoride in toothpaste to prevent cavities. But like medications, these things also have secondary side effects that can lead to health problems. Can you explain that?
Well, the chemicals themselves are toxic for the body and compete with the natural substances like iodine for proper metabolic processes. The lack of iodine, as the example, will lead to metabolic concerns, thyroid issues, weight management concerns, heart disease, and cancer, and those sorts of things.
Now, why is it that the body can't process the toxins and get rid of them through normal means? And you and I talk about how the body has filters to eliminate these things. What's causing you to hold on to the poisons?
Well, too many of them to be ideal with you, and not enough proper ingredients necessary to keep the functioning of our filters from filtering properly. So things get trapped and they create issues for the body.
And I've also read about heavy metals. I think you mentioned them before. That they can present problems. And for years, dentists have used mercury for fillings, and vaccines use mercury as a preservative. There used to be lead in paints and gasoline. So how would you know if you have had heavy metals in your system?
Well, evaluate the person for the heavy metals, which is something that we look for routinely in our practice, and then address it appropriately.
And how would you do that?
Well, depending upon the heavy metal, we would get the body to identify the heavy metal. We would give it the necessary drainage remedy to help the body drain properly so that the filters are releasing things, and then give the body the proper nutritional support to help bind to and signal the body to excrete this toxic heavy metal that shouldn't be in the body to begin with.
Oh, so they can actually excrete, the body can actually excrete the heavy metals?
Yes.
Oh. So are there particular health issues that may result because heavy metals are in your diet that you may not associate with a heavy metal, but you have some health condition?
Yes, MS-type symptoms for one, meaning multiple sclerosis-type symptoms for one, is one of those things that sometimes they mimic MS, but the person doesn't actually have MS, and that's heavy metal toxicity. Other neurological conditions that seem to be unexplained, parasites, cancers, these kinds of things I have seen in my experience that these have an underlying association of heavy metal toxicity. And so that's why it's one of the things that we check for routinely in people, especially people who come in that have a long history of unexplained reasons for why they have, and no treatments have worked for them, and they're at their the end of their rope kind of thing, and they're almost desperate to try something completely different because traditional ways have not helped them at all.
Yeah, you mentioned parasites. I think I remember in one of our earlier shows you talked about the fact that parasites use those heavy metals. That's kind of what attracts them in your body.
Yes.
Now, you have ways to detoxify the body using natural ingredients, something that you mentioned before that can help sort of, I guess, these toxins or heavy metals adhere and then be excreted through the body. You've worked this out with an entire program, and I know winter isn't the time to start a detoxification program, but are there things that you can do now if you're having a toxicity problem?
Oh, absolutely. By eliminating the source of these toxins in your life and increasing the number of fresh and healthy foods within your diet, drinking more water and breathing as much fresh air as possible, those are things that you can do for yourself. And coming into the office and us identifying that you have a drainage problem within your system, your body's not draining toxins appropriately, and supporting that with the appropriate nutrition will set a body up so that when we want to do a detox program come springtime, then the person will be ready to do it. Why? Because we've already pre-cleaned some of the escape routes for all of these toxins to be evacuated out through.
It's a process that you're involved with.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, this is a great conversation, Dr. Rick, and I want to talk to you some more about the seven pillars of health. But before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. And when we get back, I want to get into the next several of these pillars.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy? What not to buy to be healthy? Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients? How to read labels? How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize? How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys? How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern? How to feed a family healthy food? How to prepare for food shopping? And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods? If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Huntoon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are talking about an important topic called the Seven Pillars of Health. And
yeah, it's interesting. You know, we were listening to the commercial about shopping with the doc, and the third pillar that you talk about each and every week, I mean, this is really a big part of what you talk about, is nutrition. And you say that nutrition is the root of all sickness. So can you give us an explanation for how that could be?
Well, it's quite simple, Mark. Not having the proper ingredients necessary to help the body repair and rebuild itself will always lead to health concerns and will lead to poor function. So by giving the body all the ingredients it needs from whole food sources will result in the highest amount of function possible. Deficiencies will always lead to problems and always lead to sickness.
Mm-hmm. So is there a way to get all the nutrition you need just from eating good food?
Well, as long as it's from a variety of healthy foods, yes. Our government has made this somewhat impossible, though. But if it feeds the healthcare system to create these problems, then profits over people will continue to rule the day. So you just have to become more consciously aware of what your choices are and where you get them from and what's involved in having that as a choice. And is it a good choice or is it a bad choice? But you need to take the time to understand what you're doing. Just because it's available doesn't mean that it's safe or that it's the right thing specifically for you.
Yeah, I guess we kind of have gotten to the place where we're a little bit passive about relying on other sources to offer us the idea that something is safe or good for you.
Right.
Now, how much do you need to supplement your diet?
Well, that depends on the individual's diet. One would need to be evaluated to make an accurate assessment, and what we want to appreciate is that there's no cookie-cutter programs when it comes to evaluating somebody nutritionally because we're all individuals. So people may have the same adrenal insufficiency, or they may have the same chronic fatigue, or they may have fibromyalgia, or they may have cancer, or they may have high blood pressure, autoimmune disease, whatever. Each one of those people is an individual. They have a particular road into their representation of whatever their diagnosis is, and they're going to have a particular road out, and not all roads are the same roads, and not all ways in and all the ways, you know. We're all different as individuals, so everybody's going to need a very personalized, specific healthcare plan unique to that individual.
Mm-hmm. So now, not only do you need your own plan, but when it comes to taking supplements, not all of the supplements out there are equal either.
Not even close, Mark. Greater than 95% of them are made from chemical isolates as a base product with added other chemical substrates to fit into the specifics the FDA requires health-wise. You can always tell if they're crap by looking at the RDAs on the label. They are always greater than 100%, most in the thousands of a percentage-wise for this particular ingredient. And this tells you that it's chemical crap, not something that you should be using to help yourself.
So you mean if you're seeing that, oh, I have 6,000% of whatever I need, my ascorbic acid or something like that, that that's an indication that that is not actually true vitamin C?
Correct. And you want to get away from that as quickly as possible because that's going to create other health deficiencies in an effort to process the high concentrations of that level of ascorbic acid.
Why is that?
Because your body doesn't process ascorbic acid by itself. It needs other components if it's going to have a healthy response. But if you're giving it high concentrations of ascorbic acid without those other components, then your body needs those other components to process the ascorbic acid. So it's going to pull them out of its reserves, out of its own tissues. And eventually you're going to deplete the reserves, and then that's going to create other imbalances. We do have functional scurvy in this country.
Functional scurvy.
Functional scurvy. There are a lot of people who are functioning, but they're suffering from the effects of having scurvy, which is a vitamin C deficiency.
So this is one of the reasons that you always talk about having whole food, either whole food supplements or eating good, healthy whole foods. I mean, if you eat a whole orange or something that has vitamin, a pepper or something that has vitamin C in it, you're getting the whole vitamin C. You're not just
assuming that it hasn't been genetically modified.
Yeah, let's assume that.
if it's truly from nature, God's already done the work for us. We get to reward ourselves with the benefits of what nature has provided.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a question of, okay, man getting in the way of that is what's creating the problems that we have. And the last thing that we're going to do is blame what we're doing in society for the problems that we have in society. But that's ultimately where it's all going to fall back to.
It's all going to come back to that. So now, if you're looking to get these supplements, can you just get them yourself at a health food store?
You can try. But as you become educated and you work with a practitioner such as myself or somebody who does the kind of techniques that I do, and they're all over the country, then you can find out if your supplement actually works for you or not. One of the things that I do in my office is I have people bring in what they're taking, and I help them to simplify what they're taking. Well, I heard this was good for me, so I went and bought some of that, but I don't take it all the time. And it's like, well, just bring all of it in, and we'll simplify what are the yeses that your body could benefit from and what are the noes. And when we're working with you specifically nutritionally, we're going to give you the specific ingredients that your body needs to handle the situation that you're in the office with.
So how are you going to know that if I come in and I found, oh, I've got this great product, Doc Rick, here it is, and I show it to you, how are you going to know that it's not right for me or it is right for me?
Well, we're going to let your body tell us whether it promotes strength or whether it creates weakness. And if it creates weakness, I'm going to encourage you not to use that as a product to support your health. Because if it creates weakness on an energetic level, what do you think it's going to do on a physical level?
I would think the same thing.
So we will evaluate somebody energetically before we ask them to take it physically. And if it doesn't agree with them, then we're going to find a different solution because that's not their solution.
No, energetically is kind of a term that a lot of people find is vague. So can you give us a little bit more insight into how would you determine the energetic quality of a product or something that you might bring into the office and have tested?
Well, you can appreciate that all of life is made up on the physical level of protons, neutrons, and electrons. And I don't mean to traumatize anybody with the periodic table of elements from chemistry back in 10th or 11th grade, but you know, each chemical element is separate from every other chemical element, and it's ultimately based upon the number of electrons that that element carries. And so the difference between a helium atom and a hydrogen atom is typically one electron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the difference between a hydrogen and an oxygen is usually two electrons. Oxygen and carbon would be four electrons. And so understanding the difference and the fact that we're all energetic beings, every single substance in the world has an energy frequency to it. There are things that we can't hear that dogs can hear.
True.
There are things that we can't see that other animals can see.
True.
And so it's not a question of does the energy exist? It's a question of do our energy interpreters, our senses, have the ability to sense the subtleties or the differences between one energy frequency and another? Well, you can know that consciously, but your body knows it automatically or at the autonomic level of the system, and so we can use different energies or energy frequencies to ask the body whether it has an issue or doesn't have an issue. And when you come in contact with an energy that your body doesn't know how to balance, it will create a weakness, similar to walking into a room where two people just had an argument. You weren't there for the argument, you didn't even hear it, but you walk into the room and you're like, what's up in here? What's going on? What happened? Because you can feel the energy. And, you know, it's not something that we think about every day, but it is something that's there that is part of the background equation that we need to consider.
So that's interesting. So you actually will ask the body, the patient who comes in with the substance directly, to inquire of their body.
Right. And if they have an allergy, okay, that's an energetic disharmonization between them and a substance, and their body lets them know by producing some level of histamine response or an allergic response. Well, if you used to eat fish and it wasn't an issue, and now that you've gotten older, now it's an issue because of maybe the iodine or maybe just the way that they've genetically modified the fish itself kind of thing, and eating fish is important to you, or you don't know when you're going to be exposed to fish, so you don't want to have to, you know, they're talking about taking peanuts off of planes because so many people have peanut allergies.
Didn't
so they're just
going to
eliminate taking peanuts. They're just going to eliminate having peanuts on planes because they don't want to, you know, create problems for people. And it's like, I don't have an issue with peanuts. Everybody that has an issue with peanuts needs to come to my office so I can fix that so you can go back to eating peanuts again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just about creating balance energetically between something that short-circuits the body versus something that doesn't. And when you find something that short-circuits the body, reset the circuit so that the body doesn't short-circuit anymore.
Mm-hmm. So you jumped into this. This is the allergies and the notion of allergies, and you hear about them more and more, and certainly the subject you're bringing up about peanut allergies. I know I have two girls in school, and, of course, there's the peanut-free section, and there's the classes where you can't bring in anything that's got peanuts into the classroom. And you treat allergies. You said you can treat them rather easily. And that's really the fourth pillar of health is allergies. And this is more than just your annual hay fever. So what are allergies and what causes them?
Well, allergies are an increased immune response to a substance that should not cause the immune response if the filtering and digestive systems were working perfectly and were balanced. So an allergy is when a whole protein is found in the bloodstream and the immune system attacks it as a foreign invader, hence creating the allergic response. Now, if you fix the filter and fix the digestion, this can be a thing of the past, and restoring balance to how the immune recognition system recognizes that particular substance. So it's just really about resetting circuits and feeding the body the ingredients so that the full digestion takes place so that there are no undigested proteins lurking about within the system.
So a whole protein gets into your bloodstream, and if that happens, then you have an allergic
reaction. That will stimulate the immune system to attack that protein, registering it as foreign. And when the immune system attacks that protein as foreign, it develops a negative immune response. That's your allergic response that a person gets.
Uh-huh. So an allergy is an immune system response, but it's not a pathogen. But your body's going to react as if it was something that doesn't belong in your body.
Well, when you have a foreign protein in your bloodstream, in this case a failure of the breakdown through the proper digestion into its component parts, you want to take a protein and break it down to amino acids. Well, if you have poor digestion, if you don't have enough acid in your stomach to break those proteins down, mm-hmm. then the proteins may get pushed across the digestive system wall, known as leaky gut syndrome. And when that foreign protein enters into the bloodstream, your immune system says, you're not supposed to be here. We're going to have to arrest you and take you off and put you in isolation. That's what an immune response is. That's what an allergy is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you create the system so that the proteins aren't leaking over and getting through that digestive system barrier into the bloodstream, then that's ultimately the healing process. But in the giving the body the ability to stop the inflammatory immune response, you just simply get the immune system to recognize, oh, we don't need to attack that. We just need to better digest it. And so to support the person properly, you need to probably give them some digestive enzymes in addition to getting the immune system to say, oh, okay, so we're not going to fight with you anymore.
Yeah, but you can also get allergies because you breathe things in. That's the hay fever reference, or something topical like a poison ivy or poison oak gets on your skin and you can break out in a rash.
Correct. There's three different methods to get into the body. You can get them through your respiratory system, mm-hmm. through your skin system, or through your digestive system. And all the mechanisms are the same. They're just three different points of entry. So if you get a whole protein that gets in through your respiratory system, that's going to create an airborne allergy.
Uh-huh.
If you get a whole protein that gets in through your skin or integumentary system, that's going to create a contact allergy. If you get a whole protein that comes in through your digestive system, that's going to create a food allergy. So the problem itself is the same. The mechanism of getting into the body is different. So mm-hmm. you would be classified as a contact versus an airborne versus a food allergy. Mm-hmm. They're all the same problem.
I see. So once they get into the bloodstream, it's the same problem. Now, I know, you know, a lot of allergies are fairly mild and they're annoying, but in fact, some can be deadly. So how do you handle severe cases of allergy?
Well, by correcting the neurological response that results in severe outcomes, by monitoring and correcting the response based upon gradual exposure. I've seen and also practiced, very interestingly enough, somebody that gets anaphylaxis to an allergen, okay, to the point where this person was so sensitive that they couldn't be within 100 feet of the thing that they were allergic to without their throat starting to close up.
Wow.
And in this seminar that I was at, watching this expert person, one of these mentors that I've had over the years, have that person continually approach the stage and correcting every step along the way, literally every step towards the stage along the way, to the point where the kid was actually sitting on his mom's lap and actually took a spoonful of the thing that he was allergic to and didn't have any allergic response whatsoever as the mom sat there weeping because she had her kid back again.
Wow.
That was very powerful,
that's powerful
to see. And having helped parents eliminate that kind of response in my own office was equally as rewarding, but seeing it the first time was probably the most moving thing that I've seen in my practice.
I can imagine. And it happened right in front of your eyes. It wasn't
right.
Like it took months to do.
No, it happened over the course of about 15 minutes.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So I guess my next question was, how effective are your treatments? But I guess
they're 100% effective when we address the underlying digestive, respiratory, or integumentary system holes that allows for the whole proteins that are leaking into the bloodstream that elicits the immune response known as an allergy to stop happening. When we fix the holes in the filter, mm-hmm, and we get the immune response to be regulated in a normal fashion, then a person doesn't see it as something that it needs to go to battle against. It can just move on.
So how long do these treatments last?
They always have lasted for as long as, you know, until a perfect storm comes along again. I had a woman who was allergic to cats that I treated 25 years ago.
Haven't treated her
since.
She's
not allergic to cats anymore, and she's never had to come back for an allergy to cats. And so hers has lasted over 25 years. So it just depends upon the person's situation.
Really fascinating stuff. We do need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you about the last of these seven pillars of health. They're so important.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial, and we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. And today, Mark and I are talking about the seven pillars of health and wellness, and
We've talked about four of them. The fifth one is physiology. What is physiology?
Well, physiology is the process of how the body completes its normal functions. It's the branch of biology that's dealing with the functions and activities of living organisms and their parts, including all physical and chemical processes.
Mm-hmm. So what causes the body not to work correctly?
Stress and the impact that it has on the body.
Okay. And how many different systems are there at work in your body?
That we're aware of?
Yeah.
Well, at least 25 to 30 if I had to count them out right now.
Wow.
But there's probably at least 30.
We think about circulatory and we think about respiratory, but that's a lot of different systems. So the body is really complex. And do you need a specialist to know about how each of those systems works?
You can, but you also need the overseer who can look at the body as a whole, not simply think of it as a specific part or a specific system. That's what has created the health issues that we have today. The cardiologist doesn't consider the health of the other organs like the small intestine or the thyroid or the adrenals for regulating and affecting the functions of the heart. Yet, there are relationships that definitely have an impact, and this is why the American Heart Association does not know how to solve heart disease. Heart disease is an effect or an outcome of other imbalances that impact how the heart functions, but the heart is not the source of the problem.
Which, you know, it makes imminent sense to someone like myself because you look at it and everything is connected. It's the whole body is interconnected and each system's going to affect each other system.
And you've noticed that.
I have noticed that. So another aspect of health that you focus on that's not typically focused on in the medical world is the emotional side of being human. And emotions are what you're calling the sixth pillar. And yet emotions really don't really figure that much in healthcare services.
No, and this is one of the major reasons why people continue to suffer, even if the medication is appropriate for the concerned symptom-wise. The emotional reality of the individual needs to be addressed, and if we're looking at it as a concern, we are the emotional beings, and the emotions are involved in everything that we do, but medicine wants to be objective, so emotions are subjective. So they're left out of the equation, which I feel is a major contributor to why medicine doesn't have the results that they would like us to believe that they have.
So how do you deal with emotions?
Well, this is actually evidenced by the numbers of people who still get cancer, who still have heart disease, who still have diabetes, or still have hypertension. So in terms of the way that I deal with the emotional aspects, I use a very valuable tool called NET, or neuroemotional technique.
And what is that, and how does that work?
Well, it basically is a manual muscle testing technique to where we ask the body verbally questions out loud. And we see the neurological response that results, and then we equate that neurological response to different emotions, and we have a whole filtering system that we use to help boil it down to a specific emotion affecting a specific part from a very specific time of their life. And when we help to put all those pieces together, there's a way that we can do a correction that helps to reset the emotional reality of that person. You don't lose the memory, but you lose the emotional charge associated with the memory.
Mm-hmm. So the energy of it changes.
Correct.
Now, is there I think you just said it. There's a direct correlation between what's going on emotionally and a person's health.
Always.
And in Chinese medicine, where each of the emotions is associated with a specific organ, it's hard for some Westerners to really comprehend that. But although I know, you know, if you go back into the ancient Greeks, there were emotional terms that associated with the organs like the spleen or the gallbladder, where you have gall. And
yes, and there is a wonderful book called The Molecules of Emotion by a woman by the name of Dr. Candace Pert, who shares the physiology of emotions and how each emotion is carried on a neuropeptide that is associated with specific organs, resulting in the emotion, the organ, the gland relationships. And the Chinese understood this about 5,000 years ago, and it's fascinating for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of easy to see that, you know, if you get nervous, you might get an upset stomach, or if you're stressed out, you can end up with a headache. So this notion that the emotions have this kind of impact on you is not that far-fetched.
No, it just requires some simple correlating and explaining, and everyone, once I explain to them, always says the same thing. That makes so much sense.
It does. Now, the seventh pillar is something that I think is very interesting. You include the spiritual aspect of a person's life in assessing their health. How is that?
Well, as I stated earlier on the show, we are not just a physical body or an emotional mental being. There's a third in the triune being, a spirit who has a physical body and processes information through our mental and emotional systems within that physical body associated with a unique spirit. So you cannot separate them from each other. They are all connected. They are all interrelated. They are all dependent for ideal health and function. So how do you not also address the spirit if you are choosing to help somebody is what my perspective is.
Mm-hmm. And that's really addressing the eternal aspect of a person that doesn't just rely on the body.
True.
Now, faith, belief, and gratitude, those are qualities that have a profound impact on your health, don't they?
Yes, they do. They are positive and will have a positive effect on how the person feels and how they function for absolute certainty.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard so many stories in which people have been able to reverse even terminal diagnoses around things miraculously, and those situations seem to be based on a person's spiritual connection to his or her faith.
Yes, and what we mentioned earlier, the metaphysical.
The metaphysical.
Yes. And
so how does gratitude positively impact your health?
Well, it's a positive emotion and one that everyone has the capacity to experience. And when we experience it, we open ourselves up to the rewards of gratitude. This will impact the function of the body for sure, because things are flowing. There's no resistance going on. There's just the flow, and the energy is flowing, and harmony results as an outcome of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the spiritual components or the spiritual attitude of gratitude, that's not necessarily going to change your circumstances, though.
No, they do not, at least not instantaneously on a physical level. And continue to stay grounded spiritually and you will grow to accept your condition, which is in and of itself will cause you to experience it differently, where it no longer impacts you and your life. This is the biggest and most difficult spiritual process a human being has to transcend. If you find yourself as a quadriplegic, can you still be happy inside a body that you can't move?
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of this story. There was an actor who many, many years ago had an accident on a horse, Christopher Reeve. He actually played Superman in the movies. And in that accident, he ended up breaking his neck. And in the first phase of that period after the injury, he was feeling quite depressed and really almost suicidal, although he obviously didn't have any ability to take his own life. And in the middle of that depression, his wife came back to him in the hospital and she said to him, looked into his eyes and said, "You're still you." And that changed his life, because what he realized in that moment was that he wasn't simply this physical body that he'd been with this great talent and this great career and everything else. He was able to turn his life around and became one of the most important people, advocates for the issues of helping people research what could be done for people in his condition with paraplegia.
Correct.
So no matter what situation you face, if you can have a positive attitude, that's going to make for the best possible journey through your challenges. They say you can't change what happens to you in life, but you can change how you respond.
Absolutely, and it's not what happens in life, it's what you do with what happens in life that is the difference between happiness and misery. As I share in my office, it's mind over matter, and if you don't mind, then it don't matter.
And you rely on the body's ability to heal itself.
I do, and I encourage anyone else to consider that as well. We have the ability to heal. Get a cut or a nick on your hand, and what happens? Given time, it will heal itself. No muss, no fuss, it simply heals. So why is your body, suffering with a health issue, any different? Quite frankly, it isn't, Mark, and you need to address the why if it isn't.
Hmm. You have a great faith in the body's ability to move in the direction of health.
Well, that's its prime directive, at least until we train it to do otherwise, which repetition without knowing what we're doing ultimately is going to lead to problems.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about the seven pillars of health, and given those seven pillars, how are you able to ascertain how each of them affects a patient?
Well, we simply ask the person and see what the response is, and we can do that through muscle testing, and we can also do that just by having a conversation like you and I are having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a powerful question that I asked a patient at one point who was suffering from what was told to him as being a terminal disease. And I looked him right in the eyes, and I said, "Do you want to live?"
And what did he say?
He immediately started crying and burst into tears and was bawling uncontrollably for about 15 minutes. And when he finally composed himself, he said, "Why would you ask that question?" I said, "Well, that's the most important question in the room right now."
That's the big
Do
question.
Do you want to live? If the answer is no, then I will help you transition in a healthy way. If you do want to live, then I will help you overcome whatever your problem is. But it's your body, it's your situation, it's your spirit. You decide what you want to do.
You know, that is such a powerful moment that you described there, because here it is, this person's coming, he has this terminal diagnosis, is living in the fear of that, living in the terror of having received something like that. And then you ask him this simple question, "Do you want to live?" And what that allows him is to release all the suppressed emotion that he must have had around that, so that he became able to answer the question and even ask the question.
But it was the most important question, because that's ultimately what he had to decide.
Yes.
Okay. If you want to gently let go of your physical body and move on to whatever happens after one passes over, okay, who am I to say that you should or shouldn't do that? I haven't walked in your shoes. I have no idea what your life is about. I have no idea if you're tired of living. I have no idea about any of that. So asking that question and getting an honest answer, yes, there's more life within me. I want to fix this problem. Please help me do that. That's somebody I can help. Somebody who says, "You know what, Dr. Rick, I'm just really, really tired and I don't want to answer that question right now, or I'm not aware of what a good answer. I haven't decided yet." And I'll send them home and say, "Go think about it and come back and let me know. And I'll support you in whatever your choice is."
That's an amazing thing. And, you know, that's kind of a dark moment in a person's life, certainly, to have to face that. But, you know,
shed some light on those dark moments.
You got to shed light on that. And if somebody is facing their own dark moment and is in a situation where they have a health issue or a health challenge that they need to face, and they want to look at an alternative perspective and get your perspective on that, what is the best way to reach you?
Well, the best way to reach me, when you understand that there's probably one of your seven pillars that isn't working the way that you would like it to, I want to help restore balance to those seven pillars of health and wellness. And the best way to get a hold of me would be able to call my cell phone, this little thing that I'm holding in my hands. It's area code 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. I don't care how you get a hold of me. I just want to give you the understanding that you need to support your body to do exactly what it's supposed to do. So I appreciate you, the listener. I'm going to be posting this show on my website under the Seven Pillars of Health. If you want to come back and listen to this show at any time, if you have any questions, please get a hold of me. But at the end of the day, my purpose, my mission, and my passion is to support you to be as healthy as possible. My mission, my passion, and my importance is to help you understand the question why you have your health problems. So please give me a call, get in touch with me. Let's figure out the why behind why you have what you have, and let's get you back into the game of life. And I want to thank you for listening, and I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.